Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. This is the fastest hour in radio each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to give a shout out to Nebraska Wrestling. So if you missed it, 5 All-Americans. They have this season. They just finished in the top 10 again for the 9th time in the past 10 years. And I should mention, because I'm pretty excited about this, I'm going to be joined on my show Thursday, all right, by Peyton Robb. Now, if you don't know, he's a 4-time All-American Nebraska wrestler who was diagnosed, and I'm going to try to pronounce this right, necrotizing fasciitis, a rare skin infection that causes skin tissues and muscles to die. Now, he has since battled back, and he just finished 7th this year at the NCAA championships. He just finished his career. He wrapped it up, and it's an amazing story. It's an amazing comeback story. Easy to root for individual. Shout out to Nebraska Wrestling as well. He's going to be joining me on Thursday on this fine program right here, right now. I want to bring Rico back in for the last few segments of this show. All right. So I am enamored with the college football playoff and what is happening to it. Okay. They went from 4 to not 8 teams or 6 because, let's be honest, college football has a lack of leadership. There's a bunch of individual entities that are doing what's best for their individual entity, otherwise known as their conference. There's no overarching leader. There's no commissioner. There's no president. There's nobody who actually gives a crap about what is good for football or college football. They care about printing money for their conference. Okay. And so what happened is a bunch of people out there said, hey, there's an ATM machine over here that nobody is cashing out on. And by the way, nobody's in charge of it. So let's go over there. Let's create an ATM. We're going to call it a playoff, but let's create an ATM, call it a playoff. And let's just take over. And so basically that is what's happened. And they got everyone to buy into the fact that bowl games don't matter. If you aren't in the playoff, it doesn't matter what you do, which started opt-outs, which ruined and absolutely destroyed bowl games, which had been perfectly wonderful for well over a century. But basically everyone is so convinced that you have to have a playoff because why in the world would college football be unique and be different from everything else? Because it worked for over a century. We have to copy everyone else. By the way, we're just becoming the NFL, if you hadn't noticed. But we can't call it an ATM. We're going to call it a playoff. And then we're going to get everyone to buy in through using other wordage. And they've done it brilliantly. We went from 4 teams, not to 6, not to 8, to 12. We haven't had a single game in the 12-team playoff, but we're going to go to 14 teams. Rico, am I just an overreacting jerk? Or am I anywhere near being close to being right on this?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&C supply in-app only.
I blame the SEC. It's been wild, and I'm a fan of the playoff. I think it's cool. I was not a fan of the old, the BCS model or anything before that, where they were just like, yep, we'll take the top 2 teams and the computer will help us determine who the top 2 teams are. And you're sitting there, you're like, no, this team deserves a chance to be a national, but they never get a chance to be a national champion. So I like the playoff. I think 12 seemed like I feel like 8 would have been a pretty good number to go with after 4. But they just, you know, like you said, they saw money and they saw dollar signs and they're like, actually, if we add more, then we can get more games played, more TV revenue, more money for schools, and we'll be all good. And the SEC is like, we can get 10 teams into the playoff if we wanted to. So that's a part of it there. But I don't think you're overreacting per se. I just think that we should, you know, if they are going 12 to 14, just immediately, instead of giving the 12 team playoff like a chance to continue to go and however many years they need to get it going. Then yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
Okay. So now that I know your position, I'm excited because
I love the playoff. A big fan.
Well, because we see it differently. Okay. We both love college football. We both love Nebraska sports, but we see it differently. This is not a 1 or 2 minute topic. So the next time it's a slow news day, I'm going to text you and we might just spend the whole freaking hour debating this because I love this stuff. I've been enamored by this stuff since I was a kid. How do you preserve the importance of the regular season, yet find a true national champion? It's something college football, the regular season is what makes college football unique. The postseason is what makes college basketball unique. Outside of Nebraska basketball, who realistically watched more than 10 minutes of college basketball this year in the state of Nebraska? Outside of Nebraska basketball itself, college basketball, the sport as a whole, not many. And college basketball has said, we're okay with that. That's who we are. We're a postseason-oriented sport. College football is always regular season oriented, okay, which made it unique to most other sports. And so this is not a 1 or 2 minute debate. I'm so excited that we respectfully disagree. I'm right and you're wrong, but we're going to debate this another day on the show, and I'm excited about it. What'd you say?
I knew that was coming. I knew you were going to say it. Adam, I respect your completely wrong opinion. Like, it's fine. I understand.
Oh, this is going to be fun. We're going to do this another day on the show. I'm going to embarrass Rico, but I'm going to do it with love. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me today, Rico. And until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red. And always remember, throw the bug.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.